This is episode number 2346 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 8th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yes, Jenny.
Well, it's been a while since we've heard her name.
Yeah, she's got, I think she's got a podcast.
Oh, doesn't ever, who
pretty
doesn't?
Pretty sure she has a podcast. Well, we have one.
So. Well, her and her husband, and there you go, because since we do, everybody has to.
That's right.
Her and her husband, Donnie Wahlberg, they stripped down for a holiday-themed ad promoting Formless Beauty's nude collection of lip glosses.
So they're like naked?
Well, what said nothing says like a good lip gloss besides being naked.
Well, yeah, sure.
Now, fittingly,
Jenny McCarthy, naked.
Well, yeah,
but you know we've seen that old stuff before. She already did Playboy back in the day, when Playboy actually was a magazine and they did nude spreads. Jenny was a nude spread.
Oh,
she was.
And there was, I'm sure there was an article somewhere.
This was
pre-Donnie,
right?
Oh yeah,
article?
Yeah.
Article? What article? I got Playboy for the pictures. Sorry.
Oh, you openly admit it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But wasn't Penthouse better, really?
I can't say. I mean, Penthouse was more progressive. The stories were good.
There was more nakedness.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
They went to the sexual part before Playboy did. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Jenny McCarthy.
I thought you'd totally changed the subject.
Precious.
Oh.
Naked.
All right.
I hope Donnie's in good shape.
Anywho, fittingly, the couple appear completely nude, save for matching red Converse high tops.
Oh, hey, now that's festive.
It's in the campaign. With a strategically placed holiday bow covering Wahlberg's bottom half.
Of course.
And the duo's dog shielding McCarthy's chest.
So she's like holding the dog, and he's got this big, okay. All right, I get it.
Was there something, you know,
so they're
covering
naked,
her bottom?
But they're not exposed. Well, she probably got her legs crossed or something. You know, girls can get away with that.
So Donnie accessorized further with a Santa hat and sunglasses. So she said, it was fun to bear it all with my husband for this shoot.
Oh, my
Jenny
God.
Told people.
Oh, my God. You know, and people that do, like, nude scenes and love scenes and all that in movies and stuff, it's not sexy. There's like a room full of people all gathered around them. And some of them, you know, are perverts. You know, they've got their tongues hung out going. But, you know, can't be a bad job.
It was easier to do that when there was a mask. You know, when there's a mask,
to hide your
you could pant and drool behind the mask and no one would know.
Nothing like getting a mask full of drool. Oh, my God.
I'm sure you would know. I definitely,
hey,
she says,
yeah.
So she said, I definitely have a thing for chestnuts roasting in large packages adorned with red ribbons.
Well, is she? You know, she speaks her mind. I tell you what.
Yeah. ABC is investigating if TJ Holmes violated company rules by having affairs with other staff members of the news division.
I knew this was going to come out. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just like it happens. There has to be investigations. Nothing just happens.
Here's the deal. The guy is a serial cheater.
He's a serial player.
God. We're not having this conversation about her. We're having this conversation about him.
Well, we know of at least two other staffers. She's the one who fell for it.
You're right.
We know of at least two other staffers that have come forward about relations with TJ.
Yeah.
Before he and the other chick, and then he and Amy Robach started their affair earlier this year.
Yeah.
So TJ
and
Amy.
And there might be others. We just don't know about it yet.
Oh, we're waiting.
Yeah.
I expect more.
I do, and I think, you know, as the victim in all of this, obviously, is his wife. You know, or his ex-wife. I guess they're separated now.
Well, but she's known about his dalliances, and they've...
Well, they were supposedly putting it back together during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
They were stuck at home. I mean, he couldn't, you know, he couldn't go out and have affairs. Cause,
maybe she thought there was just
one? You know,
one?
Pandemic. Hello. Well, yeah, maybe she thought that was like... I'm sure he said, oh, honey, you know, it was just this one, and...
Uh-huh.
You know, you play that out in your
well,
head. you know?
What I'm playing out now is the the divorce petition.
Well, that's it. And all of this is helping her divorce lawyer.
Oh, yes, I mean, it is.
All of this is like, wow.
With everyone that comes out, it's probably like, ka-ching.
Yeah, I know. It's like, how much more are we adding on to that settlement?
There's another one.
That's right. That's right. By God.
All right. So the HR department at Disney is going over the employee handbook, fine tooth comb, to see if TJ violated any rules dating less senior staff members.
Oh, now you were saying this yesterday, the day before yesterday, insubordination. And that is a big deal.
Well, it's not insubordination. It's you're fraternizing with you can't fraternize with subordinates.
Okay, all right. Sorry. Yeah, right.
Insubordination is if
you're right. Yeah,
it's what I do to you.
Excuse me.
I'm insubordinate.
Excuse me. Oh, okay. Yeah, you are. Actually, that's better. Well, I'm not your boss.
Now, is there a policy against fraternizing with subordinates?
Probably.
You would think so.
Especially being that you're in a position of power.
Yes.
And you're taking advantage of the situation. Yeah.
And they always say you can't date people that work for you. Anyway.
I should do that.
It's one thing to have a relationship with another anchor,
but
much less senior staff could be troublesome.
And so, okay. All right. I'll buy that.
Because less senior staff, you're asking for
it. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
And he's asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
Amy Robach was spotted out yesterday for a walk in New York, appearing unfazed.
Well, yeah. She's fine. I mean, I don't know if these guys are going to make it. They're ever going to go back on the air or not. But for now, they got time off while they investigate.
My guess is she may go back on the air because she fell prey.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I think his career at Good Morning America / Disney / ABC.
Yeah.
I would think it's over.
And the lawsuits.
Yeah.
The lawsuits shall ensue.
And the investigation continues.
And the investigation continues. Okay, with our apologies to Katie Couric, I don't even know where that came from.
I don't either.
And Halle Berry, more Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.